Step into the spacious, high-ceilinged former sanctuary of the Covenant Church on West Steel Lane in Santa Rosa, and a visitor today might see a jumble of art projects, building designs, scattered furnishings, and miscellaneous curiosities. But when Colleen Michaud, the founder and CEO of the Children's Museum of Sonoma County, surveys the space, her vision of its not-too-distant future is clear.
I see kids playing, running around, and learning together with their families. I see moms and dads excited that their children are learning and they're getting to experience things alongside their children and learn alongside their children.
Michaud has been holding and promoting that vision for 8 years now through the rollout of the mobile museum on the go and its outreach efforts and the leasing of the 4.2-acre site next to the Charles M. Schultz Museum in 2010. Next, you'll see it take a big step forward with a groundbreaking festival this Saturday, which will kick off construction of an acre-plus garden outside the museum building. That earned a major grant from the state to create an interactive play area themed around the life cycle of Mariposa, the butterfly, or Mary for short.
Who doesn't love butterflies? They're just this wonderful, beautiful image. And this great life cycle that they go through from egg to caterpillar to chrysalis to butterfly. And it was just sort of this nice way to introduce children of all ages to our ecosystem, to the world around us, in a way that they could understand. She's going to be the one that teaches kids, this is why it's so important to take care of our world. This is what you do and how you do it.
Creating the garden will kick off a flurry of construction that Michaud hopes will see the entire museum ready to open within a year.
The plans for the outdoor garden are finished and we are ready to put shovel in the dirt. That'll go pretty fast and be finished by January of next year. And then if we can get the funding for the inside, that will happen equally as fast. The plans have been done. The exhibits are ready and designed. All that's left to do now is raise the money.
And she's optimistic on that front as well.
We've already raised $6 million to get to this point with the land and the property and a $1.8 million grant from the state of California. So we just have $2 million to raise to close the gap.
As for those plans, Michaud is only too happy to fill in the details.
We'll have exploratorium-like exhibits where they're more science-based. And then we'll also have a Main Street Sonoma County, which will have a grocery market, a science and health lab. We'll have a upstairs train station with an elevated train track with trains going around. And we plan to have a giant robot in the middle of the room that kids can use an air popper to shoot balls at. And then also we have an arts room outside where there'll be lots of opportunity to create anything you'd like, and a paint wall out there for kids to paint on, and then a birthday party room. It's going to be a place that everybody in Sonoma County and beyond uses like crazy and be a wonderful family resource.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.